You're listening to the vibes of Benji B.
Radio 1 and 1 Extra.
This show contains bad language. If you don't like it, head to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 and check out another show.
Oh, kicking off the show tonight with Little Dragon, recorded live for the BBC at the world famous Glastonbury Festival this weekend just gone. The first of four tracks from them tonight. Benji B at the controls for the next 2 hours. Welcome along. That's a brand new one from Bauer, kicking it off big this week. He returns. A track called Clang, forthcoming on Lucky Me Recordings. How you doing tonight? I hope all is well. I hope you've recovered from your weekend, whether you're watching Glastonbury on the TV or in the mud yourself. Of course, we continue the coverage tonight with more live music.
Radio 1. Radio 1.
First time joining us tonight, a very warm welcome. If you're a hardcore regular late night crew, welcome back. If you're listening on iPlayer, a very warm welcome to you too. Benji B at the controls on Radio 1. Before I forget, I have to say thank you to Hugh Stevens and to Chrissy Chris on Radio 1 and 1XG. And we broadcast on both networks tonight and each and every week. Don't forget, if you miss a show, we actually even have a rewind of last week's Radio 1 show as soon as it's done over on our sister network 1XG, all available via the website. If you want to get in touch tonight, it's benjib@bbc.co.uk. And you can drop me a line anytime throughout the week as well. Beats from the vault in the background, unreleased music by Mr. Paul White. Blake's record label, 1-800-DINOSAUR, music signed and released by him, by Airhead, track called Believe. Before this one, you heard music from Paul White, brand new beats from him, track called Healing Tea, and it was a respin for FKA Twigs, 2 weeks, forthcoming Young Turks recordings, gave you that last week for the first time. You heard music from Bauer, as I say, he's back with a new track called Clang, forthcoming on Lucky Me. And we open tonight's show with Little Dragon, the classic Ritual Union, live from this weekend's Glastonbury 2014. And what a weekend it has been. Woof. Radio 1 and 1 Extra representing there. And of course, covering the greatest festival in the world for all those that weren't able to make it. So much coverage online, on Red Button on the TV, Catch Up, BBC iPlayer, all of that. And we're going to be bringing you more live music from Little Dragon later. It has been in the world's greatest tournament. Who could forget later in this show our favourite feature, World Cup Corner? You might remember Digo correctly predicted the Uruguay result. Last week, Robbo Ranks predicted that Brazil would beat Chile 2-0. He wasn't quite on point with that, but he got the winners right at least. It was 1-0 after extra time went to penalties, then Brazil were the victors. Colombia are through with the wonder goal of the tournament. Netherlands are through after a very dramatic last-minute win against Mexico. France are through against Nigeria. Germany just scraped past Algeria. Argentina went through last-minute as well. And USA put up a great fight against Belgium. So there are plenty of talking points in tonight's World Cup Corner. And our special guest tonight is DJ Target. Can hear him on Radio 1 and 1 Extra. Good friend of the show, he joins us later in the studio to talk through his World Cup corner this week. Brand new music from Lil Silver.
Your love don't fade. Fade away.
Radio 1 and Onyx Trance.
Studio this time of night, I have to say. See what I mean?
Classic house.
All right, mate, don't get too excited. You listen to Benji B on BBC Radio 1, how you doing? Us on a postcard about the last one. That's a brand new artist that was sent to us called DJ Dodger Stadium, which means he's either from LA or Brooklyn, I'm guessing, but that could be an uneducated guess from the UK, who knows. A track called Love Songs, let us know what you think of that one. Before that, brand new music from Lil Silver, forthcoming on Goodyear's Recordings, title track from his new LP called Mabel. I've got a couple of tracks from that project I cannot wait to share with you in a couple of weeks' time. Brand new music on Running Back Recordings, out to Gerd Janssen tonight. Still to come tonight, we have live music recorded at Glastonbury from Little Dragon. Got World Cup Corner featuring DJ Target of Roll Deep. And we've got our gig guide, of course. And the gig I'm excited about this week is playing alongside this man. Cassim Moss. From the current album On Workshop, one of my favourite producers at the moment, no question. This track simply entitled A2. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Larry Heard, also known as Mr. Fingers, and you're tuned in to Benji B on BBC Radio 1.
And we'll next turn.
Brand new music from Floating Points, forthcoming on Eglo Recordings. A track called Montparnasse. I believe this one will be the B-side to that King Bromeliad tune that we were playing a couple of months back. Looking forward to testing this one out this weekend in the clubs. I'd say shout out to everyone that made it out to the Basement Jam in Paris last Thursday night. Out to Flat White, Louise Touchen, Brodinski, Bromance Crew, Guillaume, and everyone I saw down there. Shout out to Sheiks and to Shells and to Zanes and to Kate. And big up everyone that made it to the brand new festival that was, I can't remember the name of the city, that's terrible. It was in the Dutch countryside, not far from the German border. About an hour and a half from Schiphol. It's called Down the Rabbit Hole. Shout out to Lone. Had a lot of fun playing there, late night, Saturday night. Not quite as muddy as Glastonbury was, by all accounts. And I didn't make it to Glastonbury this year, but taped all of the footage on the BBC. And I'm definitely going to be checking it throughout the week. Nice to see that ESG was picked by the BBC curators as being worthy of being shown alongside some of the better known pop acts. Very cool. Also, Little Dragon available on TV, and we're going to play you a few tracks recorded from their set as well. Of course, there's the usual Glastonbury mini site, and it's all on iPlayer as well. Sounded like it got very muddy this year. But everyone I've seen and spoke to in the last sort of few days since, definitely still buzzing. One of the best known and best loved festivals in the world, no question. Thank you. 3 Wednesday night into Thursday, Radio 1 and 1 Extra. A good hour still to go tonight. From September, we have not 2 but 3 hours every week. Shout out to Flopo, aka Floating Points. AKA Flossy Points. Thank you. heard music from Sohn. We gave you that track last week. A track called Lessons. Album highly recommended. Before that, as I say, music from Floating Points, forthcoming on Eglo Recordings. A track called Montparnasse. Before that one, music from Kasim Moss. In the background, beats from Mark Pritchard. And this week's gig guide sounds like this. Thursday night in the capital, check out Key Sound Recordings taking over Forward at Dance Tunnel, while Alexander Nutt plays down the road at the Rhythm Factory for an extended set in Whitechapel. Friday sounds like this. Kasim Moss, Travis Scott, Virgil Abloh, aka Flat White, Mark Ronson, Seb Chu, Martello, and myself all play at XOYO in Shoreditch on Friday night. That'll be a big one. Red Light and Benton play at the Nest in Dalston up the road. ASAP Ferg is at Village Underground, also in Shoreditch. And Gerd Janssen plays all night at Plastic People. Wow, that is a serious fixture congestion in London that night. Lots of stuff happening Friday night. Elsewhere, JME, Code 9, Joker, Mum Dance, Dub Physics, Rockwell and many more at Fabric. Sticky and Flavor D playing a garage special at the basement of the London Edition Hotel. Zed Bias is at Audio in Brighton. Paris Mitchell plays the Soup Kitchen in Manchester and Lorca is at Sneaky Pete's in Glasgow. Saturday night, a few things to choose from. John Heckle plays a live set at the Magnet in Liverpool. Very much into his record at the moment, actually. I've been meaning to share more of that. It's one of those things when you pack the record box for the record radio show, it's just like getting to the right place to drop things. But certainly, like John Heckle's record, I want to be playing more of that for sure. Album is called Desolate Figures. Like hard dance floor music, but with the groove that we sort of like on this show. So I'll be definitely into seeing him. That's Saturday night in Liverpool. Ilum Sphere plays the Fuse Art Space in Bradford, Yorkshire. Goldie is playing at Gorilla in Manchester. Jackmaster plays all night at XOYO. And Lego Welt, Greg Beto and Route 8 are at Corsica Studios in London. Whew. Right, live music time. Recorded exclusively for the BBC at the world famous Glastonbury Festival. Their new album, Nabuma Rubber Band, is doing so well. And we thought we'd bring you three tracks from Little Dragon. Benji B, BBC Radio 1.
Bye. Thank you so much. We got one more song for you guys.
Benji B.
recorded live at Glastonbury 2014. Our thanks to Little Dragon for letting us have that for the show tonight. Don't forget, their brand new album is available now and highly recommended. Been playing bits from that over the last few months. And as well as the Pyramid Stage headliners like Metallica and Arcade Fire and Kasabian and all those heavy hitter rock groups, there are literally hundreds of acts playing over the weekend. It's like a small city, or at least a small town, pops up. And it's populated by circus tents and healing fields and, of course, music. Pretty much anything that you can imagine happens at Glastonbury as a backdrop to the music, but there is a lot of amazing artists playing as well, including the likes of James Blake this year, MIA, Fortet, Massive Attack, Chance the Rapper, Machine Drum, DJ Spin representing the Tech Life crew, Jamie XX was on the BBC introducing stage alongside Annie Mac. Swamp 81 crew were down there, Optimo and Spencer, D-Bridge, Prosumer I think was there, Francois K, Radio 1 Scream and Toddler T, the legend that is Todd Terry, probably had his wellies on, Miss Dynamite, Shy FX, Ronnie, Ossie, I mean, too many to mention really, but lineup was amazing. I decided to take a year off this year, and I've got to say, when I was out and about on my travels, I did have a little moment of, what do they call that, Rich?
FOMO.
FOMO, that's the new cool thing to say. FOMO, fear of missing out. Thanks. Sometimes I just like to play dumb. To be honest, the hashtag I did see was GlastEnvy. Oof. Music in the background from Dark Sky. New track called Odyssey. BBC Radio 1.
Benji B, Radio 1 and 1 Extra.
Out now. The Air Between Words, music from Martin. That one called Like That. As we move into brand new music from one of my inspirations, Heroes. No exaggeration whatsoever. Kenny Dope 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 Dope.
Stop. on and don't stop, stop. On and keep on and on.
Don Kenny Dope is back. The Gorilla Mode EP. That track featuring Dion Faris, On and On. The Kenny Dope Old Gutter main mix. Yep. Right, time to hit a couple of shouts. Gotta say what's up to Patricia, Dan in Brighton. Out to Neil in Newcastle tonight. Big up everyone listening in the USA right now. Say, I was really gutted for you not going through on the World Cup. Congratulations everyone in Belgium, but USA, it felt like it was going to be a nice story sort of coming through on the football. Commiserations to all the Nigerians in the UK and anyone that might be listening in Lagos as well, of course. Congratulations to Les Bleus. To all my Dutchie friends, well done to you as well. World Cup Corner comes up soon with DJ Target. Respin for Theo Parrish. Coming very soon on Sound Signature Recordings. Footwork.
Let me see. Footwork. Let
see your footwork, baby, drive me crazy.
Looking forward to the full length from Theo Parrish later this year. Hopefully we'll have him on the show to talk about it as well. And don't forget, you can always drop us a line if you've got particular DJs, producers, artists, singers, whatever, that you want to feature on this show in some capacity. Guest mix, is it an interview, is it in three records, let us know. BenjiB@bbc.co.uk. Always good to hear from you. Don't forget, you can leave us a message on Facebook as well if you want to do that. It's the Benji B Show. That is exclusively for this radio show, so you can leave all things radio related on there as well. If you just joined us, it is Benji B on BBC Radio 1. You've got about half an hour left till early breakfast. And we've got to say shout out to everyone that got in touch with us following last week's show, because, yeah, it was a good one. And if you missed that, it's available on One Extra in half an hour's time. Big up Leon Bass, Pure Toma, Joe Thompson, John Brent, Ewan McKay, Jens Eschols, Adam Jaggard. Got thrown by the little German vibe there. Conciela Kirwan, Jacob Allen Jordan, Adam Roundtree. Of course, everyone that responded to that amazing documentary I was lucky enough to be part of with Q-Tip. Big up Dave Starsign, Peter J. Deering, John P. Tiango, Chris Edwards, David Hale. Got so many messages on my personal Twitter about that one as well. The story of Q-Tip. If you missed it, hopefully we'll be airing it again sometime soon. Beats in the background from Charisma. New EP forthcoming on R2 Recordings. Show that pocket of the program, that little corner where I get 10 minutes to talk with a friend about football. World Cup Corner is next on BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1 and One Extra.
Benji B.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. We now find ourselves once again in that part of the program we call World Cup Corner. And if you're a regular, no doubt you would have heard Digo Ranks, our first guest last week, the unmistakable dulcet tones of Robbo Ranks. And this week we are joined by none other than Mr. Roll Deep. You can find him on One Extra
Friday and Sunday, and of course on Radio 1 on Saturdays as well. International man of mystery, Mr. DJ Target, in the studio joining me live. How are you, sir?
I'm loving that voice.
I'm loving
your football pundit from the 1960s voice. It's
Can I get a job?
I think you've got a very strong future in football broadcasting, without a doubt.
Only in black and white, right?
Yeah. How are you, Benj? Great. Thanks for having me, man.
I'm good. I'm recovering from my own weekend. I know you're recovering from Glastonbury, right?
Yeah, it does kind of take a few days. You know, as I'm not a young teenager whippersnapper anymore, those big weekends kind of take a few days. But yeah, Glastonbury was amazing. We did a live broadcast on One Extra Radio 1 on the Saturday night. Did a whole host of inserts into different shows on One Extra Radio 1 throughout the weekend. And yeah, just soaking up the vibes and the mud. And all the fun and action, man. Very big weekend.
Mudwatch, what was it saying?
I've been to Glastonbury. That was my fourth Glastonbury. Mm-hmm. And luckily, somehow, the weather gods have been, you know, kind to me the last three times I went. I didn't even have to put my wellies on. This time, it was the complete opposite. Like, an absolute mud fest. Like, literally up to your ankles throughout the whole festival. But it didn't, you know, it didn't detract from the vibes at all.
And did you get to watch any football while you were there?
Do you know what? I got to watch one or two snippets of a couple of games that were on in the, you know, the BBC production trucks when I nipped back to sort a few things out. Brazil were playing at the time on the Saturday afternoon. I saw a little bit of that. Sunday, I didn't get to see any football at all. Like, I watched some highlights on the on the iPlayer later on. Everyone was just on this Glastonbury vibe over there.
So maybe we've picked the wrong person for World Cup corner this week.
No, but I've caught up with everything and you know, I've been glued to the game since.
No, I know. I know you're a keen football fan. We only invite music heads that we know are football people. Yeah. And as I've said on this show for the last 2 weeks, I never get to talk about football on the show, so you can help indulge
me. It's fun, indeed.
So let's look back at the week that's just happened.
Yeah.
Goal of the tournament, probably unquestionably, from Rodriguez, right?
Amazing goal. There's some incredible goals, both at, like you said, club and country level, but that Rodriguez one is definitely up there.
And what you're saying about Rodriguez, is he going to be the star of the tournament?
I think there's already a few stars. I think most of the stars that we expected have kind of shone through. You know, the Neymars, Ronaldo didn't really get to have too much of a great tournament.
Wasn't supported greatly by his team though, was he? He had a couple of moments of brilliance like that. That cross he whipped in at the death was amazing.
There's always going to be a couple of moments with Ronaldo, but I did think, you know, he would have put a few away. The Brazilians, the Argentinians, obviously Messi, he always delivers just at the right time. Neymar's looking decent, Benzema. So a lot of the, you know, a lot of the top guns, as you say, they've done well, man, so far.
Now we've moved into the last 16, right? Yes. Last week when we were doing this, we were still sort of in the last bits of the group stage.
Yeah.
I feel like as soon as we've gone into the last 16, like, it was such an exciting World Cup. Everyone was playing football.
Yeah.
And now it's just like checkmate.
Yeah.
Everyone's like sitting back, waiting for the other.
It's been 0-0 until, you know, last 10 minutes of almost every game. And like I said, it is literally, I think people are just really playing it safe. We're still seeing some moments of brilliance. We're still seeing some great attacking. But the goalkeepers in particular have impressed me. Especially the Nigerian goalkeeper. He's put in a great performance. I know they're out now, but apart from him looking a little bit like Skepta, he's put in some great performances.
That's not me.
That's not me. Skep, if you're listening, he does look like you, bro.
I'm going to have to go and Google them doing an A-B test now.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, definitely. What's your favourite kit?
Favourite kit. I quite liked what Ghana have done with their kit.
Oh, now this is interesting, because in our first World Cup corner with Digo, he took issue with the detail on the shoulders on the Ghana kit.
I quite like it. I like the way they've included some of the culture and heritage into the kit. You know,
okay.
It's got some of that real African flavour to it. France have updated it. Also, I want to have a bit of a rant.
I've got issues
with some of the kits because, you know, we're used to certain shades of colours with certain countries.
Mm-hmm.
A few of the countries have just abolished the shade of blue or green or whatever it is that we're used to, and they've adopted these other kind of colours. France being my first example of this. We've, you know, had that France blue, the blue that's in the French flag for so many years. Le Bleu.
Yeah.
And now they've come with, like, not a bad kit. It's a decent kit, but it looks like the French rugby kit. It's like that deep navy. And I just can't get my head around it. And there's been one or two other teams that have done the same thing. And it's kind of throwing me off.
Biggest World Cup fail?
Oh, without a doubt, it's got to be Suarez.
Mm.
It's got to be Suarez.
That was easy, really, wasn't it?
fact, we should probably name another one because that was too easy.
But do you know that Suarezing is now like to Suarez
is a thing.
It's a verb.
Oh, wow.
It's a verb.
But you know, he's made his bed, and I suppose he's got to lay in it now. He's got to start. He's got to cut that out, man.
Let's do another fail then.
Another fail, I think, was Roy Hodgson not taking Ashley Cole to the World Cup.
Interesting perspective.
That's one of a few coach fails that I spotted in the World Cup this year. But I think Ashley was needed, man.
You think that experience could have helped us?
Oh, definitely. We've got a very fresh young team. The energy was there, but I think we were lacking experience in certain areas.
So let's look at the fixtures coming up. I mean, what can you say about the quarterfinals that we're looking at now?
I'm really looking forward to the Brazil-Colombia game. I still feel that Brazil are my favourites. They're in their backyard. They've got so much talent in that team. And I think Brazil are going to win that game, but I think it's going to be a really interesting one. I can see that being like a 3-2 or something.
Yeah, definitely. It almost feels like, having watched the games recently, if Colombia were able to win that game, they could win the World Cup.
Yeah. If you can take out Brazil, that opens it up.
All right, I'm just going to focus on two rivalries for your predictions, right? Firstly, a South American rivalry.
Yep.
Brazil versus Colombia, your prediction, DJ Target.
I'm going to go with 3-2 Brazil, 2-2 after full time. I'm going down to being that specific. Neymar's going to grab the winner in extra time.
And then get a new haircut.
And then hopefully get a new haircut, because he's in that same club as Bakary Sagna. I don't know. These people, they earn so much money, and some of them have got like the actual worst hairdos on the planet.
Because I've talked about haircuts, you know, 2 weeks in a row now, I wasn't actually going to raise it in tonight's World Cup corner, but seeing as you've taken it there, who are the biggest offenders?
Oh, there's a player in each team with a bad barnet. But Neymar, definitely up there. Sanya, his haircut is atrocious.
What are you saying about Pogba?
Pogba needs to go and see his hairstylist as well. He's scoring headers though. Maybe it's helping him.
You've done your South American prediction. Let's do a European prediction now.
Yes.
The French, the French versus the Germans.
The Germans. This is another tough game. You know, Germany, they're like playing against textbooks, like a bunch of textbooks. They play, they just pass and score and defend and do corners really well and set piece. Like, they're just like a textbook team, and they're so tough to break down. Then again, you've got the French, can be flamboyant at times. This is looking like a pretty strong French side. It's going to be tough. I feel like France could do it.
Give us a scoreline.
I'm going to give you 2-1 France.
All right.
Pogba and his greasy hair to score the winner, maybe. Maybe another header.
Target, when can we hear you on the radio?
I'm back on the radio Friday night on One Extra from 7 p.m. Be kickstarting the weekend. Then I go in Saturday nights on One Extra Radio 1 on at 11 o'clock. Sunday afternoon from 4 p.m. It's kind of like all weekend, basically.
Weekend takeover. Yeah. Every weekend.
Yeah.
Who's going to win the World Cup?
I'm still going to have to say Brazil at this point. Talk to me after the Colombia game. If Colombia managed to do it, then we'll have to, you know, go again. But I feel like Brazil, just being in their backyard, it's that extra player, man.
We'll be reviewing your selections on next week's World Cup Corner. But for now, we say thank you and farewell, the one and only DJ Target.
The pleasure was all mine.
Radio 1 and 1Xtra. You're listening to Benji B.
But nah, that's not me. Can't be a waste man, that's not me. Living at mum's, that's not me. Then when I come see, that's not me. Nah, that's not me. In need of a handout, that's not me. I'm not holding my hand out, that's not me. There's a lady thing, nah, that's not me. Talk to the boy, them, that's not me. Informer, that's not me. Spill the beans, nah, that's not me. Whiskey and cheese, nah, that's not me. Having a bottle, that's not me. What you thought it was double, that's not me. Then when I'm silent, that's not me. Then when I'm swagger, that's not me. Thought I was him. Look quite similar, thought I was him. That guy there had a box like man. Then man truly thought I was him. Girls wanna go out to a rave, take a picture and get likes. You thought I was him. None of them operations that I had held me back, but you thought I was him. Did I have a box on my head? Did I have a box on my head to the year 06? Guy tried it on me, I don't know why. Till I start dishing out chops and kicks in your house. Start throwing rocks and bricks. Make man take off the socks and kicks. Better know that's not me, it's an act up.
emptied your box off clean. No, that's not me. Act like a waste man, that's not me. Sex any girl, nah, that's not me. Lips any girl, nah, that's not me. Yeah, I used to wear Gucci, I put it all in the bin, cause that's not me. True, I used to look like you, but dressing like a mess, nah, that's not you.
Our thanks to DJ Target. Yep.
Benji B. Dub Plate Business. Deviation. Icy. Ishmael. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. SK. Icy. That's not me. Act like a waste man, that's not me. Sex any girl, nah, that's not me. Lips any girl, nah, that's not me. Yeah, I used to wear Gucci, I put it all in the bin, cause that's not me. True, I used to look like you, but dressing like a mess, nah, that's not me. It's the return to the Mac. I'm still alive just like Tupac. Girls in the front row, girls in the back. Spit one lyric, everybody's like brap. Flashback to the cold nights in the trap. Now I'm in a new whip, counting a big stack. Yellow gold chain and the diamonds are black. Jack me, nah, you don't wanna do that. Somebody's gotta get murked. Counted to 10, but that didn't work. Spoke to my mum, but that didn't work. This I'm putting in work. Switch them plates, man, I'm going on a ride. Black belly on and I look like a fly. Give mumsy a kiss, tell her you'll be home soon. Come to the gate, somebody's gonna die. That's not me. Act like a waste man, that's not me. Sex any girl, nah, that's not me. Lips any girl, nah, that's not me. Yeah, I used to wear LV, put it all in the bin, cause that's not me. True, I used to look like you, but dressing like a mess, nah, that's not me. My eyebrows join in the middle, so nobody trusts me. They call me the exorcist, so when I do my thing, don't touch me. Sex. White girl in the bed with a cross in her hand screaming. But I came in a blade and a Teflon vest, so I don't give a monkeys. I stepped in with an outfit from Italy. You can't miss me, sexy. I might just dare Rihanna to kiss me. 2009 in a Jeremy Scott outfit. Everybody wanna diss me. Now everybody's on his little ish. Let me see your ID, let me see your swag history. They love me like Elvis Presley. That's not me. Act like a waste man, that's not me. Sex any girl, nah, that's not me. Lips any girl, nah, that's not me. Oh yeah, I used to wear Gucci, I put it all in the bin, cause that's not me. True, I used to look like you, but dressing like a mess, nah, that's not me. Sex. SK. Deviation. Benji B. Flat White. Dub Plate ish. Ice. Yeah.
Snatch life.
800 counselors and just be very still. I ain't gonna hurt anybody. Hell no, I ain't 12, but if I like it, I cop it. I met Poppy and he say he good at uploading wallets.
Kept me rhyme with the signs to my youngest. Kept me bullet with the signs to my youngest. I be sliming with the signs to my youngest. Kept me sliding with the signs to my youngest.
Cut a bell inside my baby pimples ill. I get out of work and let the J snap the scale. My beat ride slow with the A like she get L's. I wear that white, I cook that, but I am not no shell. Add a little soda, put the tan on it. I got the for the L on my shoulder, want it. I drink more mud than the pig, I think pork want me. And the front of the Mozzie look like a fork, don't it? Let it breathe. I'm like no rapper, young thugger, be chasing cheese. I want the ills and I'm not talking Mickey D. My jewelry go like the tokens at Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, English, 800 castles of. Just be very still, I ain't gonna hurt anybody. Hell nah, I ain't 12, but if I like it, I cop it. I met Poppy and he say he good at uploading wallets.
Kept me rhyme with the signs to my youngest. Kept me fooling with the signs to my youngest. I be sliming with the slaggers of my youngest.
With my youngest.
Yeah, be sliding with the slaggers of my youngest.
Yeah, to the GM. Slamming with my youngest.
Yeah.
Couple hundred onions.
Yeah.
Breaking down the 20s, what you need, we ain't got it for you.
Yeah.
Chop the chicken down the chicken nuggets for my cup. Spray that color through them 40 autos on that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Get
yeah.
Some gear. Fresh up off a powder pack. Yeah. Solo on that 94. Off that powder back. Yeah. Geekers do that zombie walk. I let that chopper talk. Yeah. Get the talking, chop them off like tomahawk, chop them off like tomahawk. 8,000 capsules of
yeah.
Selling from robbing mama, dropped out of college,
yeah.
Dropped off in this rap, I've been 100 solid,
yeah.
Police ever catch me, then they gon' catch the body.
Oh, English, 800 capsules of
It be very still, ain't gonna hurt anybody. Hell no, lady 12, but if I like it, I cop it. I been popping and he say he good at uploading wallets.
Can me rhyme with them signs to my youngest. Can me bullin' with them signs and them my youngest. I be slimin' with them signs and them my youngest. Can me slime with them signs and them my youngest.
One night I was in Santos, it was lit like a candle. I was fly like a bird, I had on Stussy babe camo. With a Gucci Espanol, she had a booty like Jello. She had on Dragons and sandals, you been dropping the bando. She had the trap in the bando, cause her mama got cancer. She can't work in the city, cause her great papers ain't Lando. Cause I'm a un peso, she need like running un peso. With them the ghetto, so she can feed her abuelo. She refused to just settle on them shoes with them restos, and refused to be nude in front of them dudes on that depot. She can't lose, she just lose a bunch of ambition like Nippo. Me and I can be ruler and rock the streets of my benzo. So now she get money by carrying herself a friend though. Cause the kid ain't dirty like dirty, but he be off of the bando. She my birdie, but birdie's not birdie. I saw her head though. I think I see birdie, and birdie killed my Cuban boy.
A brand new tune produced by Salva and Nick Hook, featuring Young Thug, Freddie Gibbs and ASAP Ferg. New single called Old English. Before that, the Skepta dub. Before the Skepta dub, the Skepta remix. For the Skepta remix, some comparisons between Skepta and International Football Elite, courtesy of DJ Target, who was our special guest on the third World Cup corner this week. And you know what? If you're bored by football and you can't stand me listening, start to a lot. If you can't stand listening to me talk about it, then you know what? You've only got one more week to wait. Just under 5 minutes left tonight until early breakfast takes over at 4. Into some more music with an old school feel to it that's actually brand new by Sully on Key Sound. Wireless weekend in the capital, I cannot wait. Gonna see Kanye on Friday, Drake on Saturday, Pharrell, Outkast, everyone else that's performing, very big. If you're headed down there, have a great time. Otherwise, I will tell you all about it next week. Whatever you have planned for the next 7 days, enjoy, and I will see you same time, same place for our regular appointment Wednesday night. 2 till 4, Radio 1 and 1 Extra. Until such time.
And we lay nocturnal, circulate what we feel.
You said it was a flash of light, but you don't know.
And we lay nocturnal, circulate what we feel.
speculate what we feel. Speculate what we feel.
Benji B.
I'm glad I could help. And the love.